It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Shear. We start with news this hour. An Asiana Airlines flight from Seoul, South Korea has crashed while attempting a landing at San Francisco International Airport. Television images show parts of the Boeing 777 charred black with gaping holes. NPR's Russell Lewis joins us now with the latest on the crash. Russell, what do we know at this time about what happened?
Well, it's still very, very early, very preliminary. But what we can see from images shown on television and pictures taken is that the airplane appears to have landed short of the runway. You can see where the tail appears to have struck the edge of the San Francisco airport. It is built right onto the bay there. And it appears as though the plane struck just short of that and crashed short of the runway, but on the runway. And we can see that the tail part of the aircraft has been shorn off. What we don't know is how many people were injured or how many people are died. We're hearing reports that it is not many at all, which is a good thing. But as any investigation like this, it's very preliminary. We don't know much at this point.
Well, the crash is causing delays and cancellations all across the country. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Federal Aviation Administration put what's called a ground stop in place to prevent aircraft from landing or taking off from the San Francisco airport. Of course, that puts ripples across the entire transportation system in the United States, with flights having to be diverted to other airports. And so for many hours, it's going to be difficult and create a lot of travel problems because of these planes being diverted and, in the case of San Francisco, not being permitted to take off.
Russell, we're hearing reports that the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, is sending a go team to the site. What does that mean?
Well, this is a standard thing. Anytime that there is any sort of major transportation accident in the United States and sometimes around the world, the NTSB, which investigates accidents, has a team of personnel who are on call 24 hours a day to respond to this kind of thing. And the NTSB is sending at least the chairwoman of the NTSB, Deborah Herzman, as well as other team of experts to make their way to San Francisco to try to figure out what happened. And as I say, this is a standard kind of thing, which you expect the NTSB to do. They investigate these accidents. They're the ones that will try to figure out what happened and importantly, try to figure out what can be done to prevent future kinds of accidents like this.
And what can you tell us about this airline, Asiana Airlines?
Well, it is one of South Korea's two major airlines. It's been in existence since 1998, and it has rapidly sort of expanded and has become sort of this what's called a mid-sized global carrier. They've got a fleet of about 80 or 90 aircraft. Most of their flights are international, and they've only had two previous accidents before. There was a Boeing 737, which crashed in a landing in 1993. And then there was a 747 freighter that crashed, killing two in 2011. But all in all, a very safe, reputable airline.
That's NPR's Russell Lewis. A Boeing 77 has crashed on landing at San Francisco International Airport. There's no word of injuries or fatalities at this time. NPR is staying on the story. We'll provide updates as we get them.